Backseat Quickies, Episode 8, Cowboys and Aliens. Wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, 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 chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, 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 wow. Hey guys, this is Scott, and this is another episode of Backseat Quickies. I just got back from Cowboys and Aliens. And you know what? This was a fun sort of popcorn action movie thing. It was not as corny as you might expect. Like, you get a title like Cowboys and Aliens, and what you really end up getting, you really end up expecting, you know, this corny cheeseball kind of movie. And this just happened to be a really straight-faced Western that also included an alien invasion. In terms of plot, we have James Bond wakes up in the middle of a field with no memory. He rolls up into a small town fraught with Wild West movie-type problems. Indiana Jones is an evil cattle baron who's using his power to get what he wants out of the town, and his son's a complete douche. And then aliens invade and kidnap all half the townsfolk. And the townsfolk band together to go forth and rescue their friends and stop this menace, and, you know, you get a couple of chase scenes and a lot of running around and shooting at monsters, and over the course of the movie, they pick up some help from some outlaws and a Native American tribe who don't comment on the irony of the situation that a bunch of technologically advanced people are swooping in and killing them all for their resources. I don't have a particular, you know, I'm not a big activist for Native American rights or anything. I just really like irony, and I am always disappointed when irony to get pointed out as well as it should. All the characters in this movie are just sort of these broad Western archetypes. You've got the man with no name, you've got the evil cattle baron, you've got the doc, the preacher, you've got the kid, the adopted Indian guy, you've got the stereotypical Apache war chief type dude, you've got a bunch of skeezy outlaws who are all about, you know, getting gold and getting revenge on whoever wronged them. No one really goes beyond too much beyond these broad stereotypes, except for Harrison Ford, and that has less to do with his acting, which is solid. I think he does his best work with James Bond's. I think that's a rule now. Let's put him in a room with Roger Daltrey and see how that works. Not Roger Daltrey, Roger Moore. God, bang. I'm recording this late. But it has less to do with his acting and more to do with the fact that his stereotype is usually the villain who's just out for himself, and here we see him slide slowly into being the co-star and co-protagonist of this movie. And as he becomes more sympathetic, you see a more sympathetic type character. You see him develop, show off his softer side, and you know it's really good. And it's interesting to see this sort of character type interact with a young child and interact with other characters around him, and really not be so vilified as you'd expect. You also have Olivia Wilde, who is playing an alien in human guise, who's trying to help these people fight back against the invaders so they don't all die out like her people did. In Act 1, she's there to be cryptic. In Act 2 and 3, she's mostly there for exposition. And I don't mind that this character exists only for exposition, just because Olivia Wilde's so darned attractive. Also, she gets the kiss them and go off to die heroically moment, which is a nice change of pace and a good gender swap for that sort of that sort of theme or trope, whatever you want to call it. Plot, it's mostly an excuse to string together action scenes. It kind of drags a bit in places, but very serviceable. It uses amnesia as a plot device, which bugs me a lot, but I think in this case it doesn't bug me as much as it would just because Dan Craig doesn't seem to angst too much over not having memories. He seems to have a pretty good direction as a character,
Yeah, he doesn't mope about not remembering things. He just accepts it as part of going on and still continues to get business done. And obviously, special effects, which are really nice. Like, I really like the visual design of the alien, like, scout ships. I like that they're sort of using this weird sort of grappling system to snatch people rather than the traditional alien beam teleportation thing. It's got this sort of, almost, not quite insectile, but actually more like a fish, where it's got, like, fins, like little finger-like wings extending out from the main body. And the design of the aliens is really actually very good. It's got this bullfrog meets beetle kind of look, where you've got these very strong legs and long clawed arms on all wrapped up in exoskeleton. And the movie also does a really good job of not showing the monsters too close or too well lit until the climax of the film, where, you know, they aren't this suspenseful threat anymore. A lot of the visual design is just a great big love letter to the Western genre. Like, all the characters are tooling around in, you know, leather and dusty canvas and, you know, clinking spurs and all that kind of fun stuff. And that also carries into the music, which is very solid Western motifs. You've got little strings, some soft horns, and big guitar sounds for all the action beats. It's really great. Like, this movie, more than anything, just comes off as a big love letter to Westerns that happens to have space monsters in it. All the actors just seem like they're having fun playing cowboys more than anything else, and it shows.
I'm also going to give a monster kill of the week to the Demo Man Outlaw, who strapped a bundle of dynamite to his knife, stabbed it into an alien, lit it, and then went down with the explosion. Great little action beat, and made me almost want to stand up and shout. I think this movie, as much as I did mention that it's very straight-faced, and I think maybe that might not have been to its benefit, I think it could have been a little more lighthearted, I think we could have had a few jokes. I'm sort of sad that Harrison Ford didn't tell these alien bastards to get off of his plane, which in this case would be, you know, a stretch of flat land rather than an airplane like it was in Air Force One. But overall, this was a, you know, just fun movie. I think all summer we've had a lot of lighthearted, fun popcorn flicks. No huge, huge stinkers or just real anything really disappointing. If I had to give this a rating, I'm going to give it 4 silver bullets out of 6. Let's say that. Yeah. Thank you all. I will catch you next week.
Oh my god, it's the Backseat Producers.
Backseat Quickies and a number of better podcasts can be found at backseatproducers.com. If you offer any feedback or submit your own quickie, check out the thread at spookyouthouse.com/forum. Music by Scott Wachter.
Oh yeah, baby.